This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
France votes and Europe worries.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. France is one step closer to replacing its conservative president with a socialist one. Incumbent Nicolas Sarkozy came in second yesterday to socialist François Hollande in the first round of voting. The two candidates will face a runoff on May 6th, and the ultimate outcome could have big consequences for Europe's debt crisis. The BBC's Hugh Schofield joins us now from Paris with more. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we've been reporting that if Sarkozy ends up losing and France goes over to a socialist leader, that it might call into question some of the agreements that have been reached to deal with Europe's debt crisis and that Europe may go back into crisis mode. What's the word on the street about that today?
Well, I mean, it would certainly be irresponsible to say that if Hollande gets elected, it will switch straight back into crisis mode. In terms of there being an immediate problem or France's rating being downgraded if Hollande gets in, I very much doubt that. But they will be looking for signals over the future weeks and months of an Hollande victory to see what kind of message he's sending about getting France's finances in order.
Now, the term socialist gets thrown around all the time in this country. When you hear about a socialist candidate in France, are we to assume that person is pro-government all the way, anti-business even?
No, I don't think one could say that. I mean, the modern socialist party in France is realistic. I mean, it works in the real world. I mean, it is constantly being attacked by its left wing and for having sold out to the forces of capitalism and so on. Yes, he will want to balance the books by putting up taxes on the very wealthy. And the problem is that what the markets and what economists are saying is needed in France is radical reform of labour markets. And that is really much less likely to happen under Hollande than under Sarkozy, even though one has to say even under Sarkozy, not that much has happened in that direction either.
The BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Well, here in this country, there will be presidential primaries tomorrow in Pennsylvania, Delaware, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New York. Not a lot of political suspense, so let's get to our ongoing coverage of what really matters in this election, the real economy. Marketplace's David Gura visited two zip codes in Manhattan, separated by Central Park. And according to the latest campaign fundraising reports, they've donated the most money of any two neighborhoods in the country, just to opposite candidates.
Jeff Gorel is a real estate executive who's been on the Upper West Side for more than 20 years now.
You've got the park, and you've got shopping on Columbus, Amsterdam, Broadway. It's near Zabar's. Terrific place to live.
Gorel is a millionaire who could live anywhere in Manhattan. And he's picked the El Dorado on Central Park West.
You know, you can go to any restaurant without getting dressed up, which is important for me because I like to be casual. If you live on the East Side, you have to put a jacket and tie on to go to a restaurant.
Breakfast is at the Popover Cafe just six blocks away. Gorel orders a couple of fried eggs, a glass of apple juice, and he tells me the Upper West Side is a comfortable place for Democrats like him. And the stats back that up. So far, Gorel and his neighbors in zip code 10024 have donated more than $500,000 to President Obama's re-election campaign. That's more than any other zip code in the U.S.
People have to get elected, and it costs money to run TV commercials, and that's the system.
And New York City is an important part of that system. Campaigns mine the corporate sector for cash. Another day, another diner, another donor. I'm at Nectar Restaurant on the Upper East Side, on Madison Avenue, with Andy Busser. He's an investor with an apartment in zip code 10021. It's about a mile away from Jeff Gorel's place, as the pigeon flies. And it's a part of Manhattan that's home to a lot of
lawyers. it's a lot of people in financial services, I think.
Busser and his neighbors have given more than $500,000 to Mitt Romney's campaign.
But there's a lot of money in this zip code. I mean, it is a wealthy zip code.
with a lot of well-heeled executives who have backed the presumptive Republican nominee.
It doesn't surprise me that there are more Romney supporters here than perhaps on the Upper West Side.
Both candidates are counting on more donations from these two neighborhoods. So this war for campaign contributions being waged on opposite sides of Central Park's Great Lawn has just begun. In New York, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are sharply lower in overseas trading this morning, down almost 3% right now in Frankfurt, in what's being seen as a reaction to those French elections we just talked about. Down almost 2% in Hong Kong. On Wall Street Friday, though, the Dow added 65 points to close at 13,029.
Make it a working lunch. Listen to the Marketplace Midday Update podcast for the day's top business headlines. Subscribe on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
There's a new light bulb on the market this morning for the low, low price of $60. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong has our story.
It's the Rolls-Royce of LEDs, the light bulb for the 1%. Send in your best joke. But first, let's look under the hood. The Philips 60-watt LED is a same-size, same-shape replacement for your old-school incandescent. It sips 1/6 the energy and gets sky-high government ratings for quality of light. Martine Simard-Normandine is with Mu Analysis in Ottawa.
For reading lamps, it's rather nice, actually, because you like to have the light close to you on your book. With a LED light bulb, there's no heat.
The new bulb can dim, which may also describe its sales potential. Who's going to buy this?
People like me were very, very curious. We'll buy it, but it's rather expensive, isn't it?
Philips claims the bulb saves $8 a year in energy costs, and the bulb is made to last 20 years, so you can do the math. And for now, the maker is knocking off $10, so it's down to just 50. Not an early adopter? Sit back. Simard-Normandine says in a couple years, prices will plummet. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And finally, remember the cartoon character Scrooge McDuck swimming through his private vault of gold coins? Well, a guy named Matt Powers at the website The Billfold spent the time calculating just how much gold is in that vault. If the gold is about 5 feet deep and the average duck is 14 inches tall, he writes, then Scrooge has somewhere between $31 and $210 billion. Good to know. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.